You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Well, good morning.
Good morning. And why is it a good morning?
I don't know. I didn't go to the gym today, so I feel like
That's a better morning.
Well, I mean, my alarm went off to get up. My plan was to get up and go at least 4 miles today. That didn't happen. I got up and I was like, nope, it's not happening this morning. But I woke up an hour later and...
Which is always nice.
Yes.
Do you want to know why it's a good morning, though?
Well, because I made cinnamon rolls this morning.
Well, actually, okay, there's so many. I was going to say it's Friday.
And it's Friday. Well,
you're... Oh, yeah, but for you, it's... Okay.
My Friday is tomorrow.
Oh. Well, you know what? We'll stick with the... Let's go back to the... You got an hour of sleep. You have cinnamon rolls today, and we're... But they're healthy cinnamon rolls because I'm on a diet. You know what
so
I did
So how
do?
Is that healthy?
Well, it's because I'm delusional, and I want to say just because a cinnamon roll isn't healthy, like, it's still healthy.
And I made a cream cheese frosting to go on top, so it's like cream cheese. Ooh. Oh, so good.
You know what? I went to I'm considering going to gym, so I went to EOS, and I'm doing a little trial, and they give you your body fat, like, you do the scanning and all that stuff.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Oh, I know. It's depressing.
What do you mean? You're like as skinny as a rail.
Well, guess what? According to my body percentage, I need to lose 20 pounds.
20?
I'm 183, and they said that ideal weight, I should be 161.
Oh.
I know.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
And they want you to be what? 161? Why do I feel like that's way under?
I know. I think I'd be happy with like 165, 170.
Wow.
Isn't that gnarly?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same with me. Like, we ate all that crap yesterday. Okay, can I just tell you people? Yesterday, we ate so much stuff. Like, we had cheesecake and
I had two cheesecakes.
He did have two slices of cheesecake.
Two slices, yeah, not two whole. Yeah.
But cheesecake, and he bought pretzels and hummus and gummy worms. And
what else did we eat?
I feel like the eating happened all day yesterday, and I got home, and this morning I got on the scale, and I was 2 pounds heavier. Two pounds.
Cheesecake. And then now we're going to eat cinnamon rolls. And you know what? The other day, my friend Skylar, shout out to you, Skylar. He's probably not listening. But we went to the Maverick at like 9:30, yeah. And I got two Hostess cupcakes. I normally don't – I'm normally a salty guy. I don't like sweets, but – there's something in the air where I'm like, I want cheesecake. I want.
Well, you're getting a cinnamon roll this morning.
Oh, that sounds so good.
You're going to try one.
My diet will. Well, next week it'll probably be off too. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to really go hard on my diet.
So this morning I was like, okay, right out of the oven, I was like, I have to like at least try one of these cinnamon rolls because this was a new recipe. And I was like, I want to just know how good they are.
Is it good?
And so I had half of a full one. But the thing is that those are super high calorie.
Like,
I was like,
high calorie. Like, what's one?
I don't know.
A couple hundred.
For one. Usually, yeah. Those are pretty small. Well, they're not small, but they're like...
That's a couple hundred calories for one?
Yeah.
Oh, I can handle that.
Yeah, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, because you only eat 200 calories a day.
Huh? Okay, not 200, but pretty close to that, yes.
You know what? You need to find out your body weight, because guess what? My body weight, I'm higher, or I'm able to eat more calories, because this was assuming that I was going to intake 2,700 calories. So if I go down to 2,200 calories, that means I'm in a 500 calorie deficit, and that's a lot. So if you think that you only need to do like 7 or 1,000, if you do your body scan, and you're like, no, yours is actually good at this amount, you may have more room to play with.
But I know for a fact I don't, because I have a Whoop. My Whoop.
So does it do your body fat?
A Whoop does, it doesn't do body fat, but it does calories, how many calories you burn in a day.
But if you do your body fat, you'll know how many calorie intake that is normal. So, but so if it's, you may be able to have more room to play with cal while still losing weight. Also, how many pounds a week are you losing?
Well, I gained two.
Like, normally.
Well, I've been stagnant for a long time, for probably like a couple months now. So I need to, and I want to lose another 20, at least 20 pounds. So I was, well, I don't even want to talk about weight because it makes me depressed. But yeah, I got down to like 120. And then I've gained a little bit since then. And so I want to lose another 20 pounds and get down. I'm cool with like 110 to 100.
I want to be at 110.
And you have to remember I'm short. You do not want to be at 110. You would look horrible.
Well, you know what? I talked to this guy at EOS and he was like, I just lost my train of thought. I don't know. But he was just so
Well, you're talking about body fat. You were talking about like weight and calories.
And I was going off of what you just said. That's so funny because I had it in my mind. And literally when I opened my lips, I was like, but yeah, it was just like, what was it that I was going to say?
The guy at EOS.
I know. What is so funny?
Fitness. I don't know. Well, if you think about it,
I'll think about it. But anyway, it was cool because like when I was beforehand, I was like on ChatGPT and I was like trying to figure it out. So now it just, I have the stamp of approval that I'm like, okay, I know that I need to, if I can go lower, great. But my max is 2,200 calories. And that's still a decent amount of calories. You know?
Well, I can tell you right now, if I was to look it up, how many calories I burn in a day. I usually burn.
Maybe burn in a day, yes, but that's different than what's the amount of deficit that you're going to be in and the minimum versus the maximum that you want to be in. Because you could burn 300 calories in a minute or whatever. But what I was going to say, sorry. Hector said that you don't want to go higher than 2 pounds a week to lose. That's then at that point, it's anything above 2 pounds a week is unhealthy.
I don't care about healthy, Hector. I don't care about healthy. If I could lose 10 pounds a week, I'd be happy.
And do you want to lose 20 pounds?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Because he said I needed to lose 20 pounds. Guess how many calories you need to lose then in order to get 20 pounds?
How many?
70,000 calories. Exactly.
So basically, I shouldn't eat until the weekend.
Well, I think you should be in a higher calorie deficit than what you are.
Okay, so my calorie intake is 500.
Oh my gosh. Stay at 5. How? I eat $500 when I think about
it. $500.
Or I mean, I eat $500. I will have 500 calories instantly input into my body when I think about certain things.
Right, and that's why this morning I had a half of a cinnamon roll. And guess what? Just FYI, since I'm going to be spending the next 9-10 hours with you today, I'm not eating today. I'm done. The cinnamon roll is it. Okay, that was
what
it.
What if we go to Cafe Rio?
No.
What if we go to B-Dubs?
No. Well, I'll go with you, but I'm not eating anything.
You have willpower. I can't talk. Willpower. You do, because if I step foot into like a B-Dubs or anything, even if I'm not hungry, I'll get a side. I always eat. I love eating. Hence why. Oh, and by the way, we don't have to talk about this. Keep talking about it. But Hector, I made a joke. I was like, so you're telling me I'm fat? He goes, yeah. I go, huh.
He said, you're fat. Yeah, yeah. You're fat. Yeah. Well, Hector.
I think if anyone is above the percentage of body fat that it recommends for a healthy people, I think you're instantly labeled as fat. But I don't think... Yeah.
Well, you look fine. I don't think you need to lose 20 pounds. In fact, I think that's a little extreme for your case.
Maybe just like my gut. Maybe it's just like my gut, but there's certain
But wouldn't things. That be just like sit-ups?
Some of it I think is bloat too. Like I haven't ate anything today and I feel like, why am I bloated?
We still need to do that allergy test on you. I want to do that allergy test. And I want to see if there's anything in your system that like comes back as like, oh, you shouldn't, or it irritates, or it causes.
Which would make sense if I'm like not supposed to like have something in my body and I'm doing it, especially if I'm doing it on a regular basis. And if I'm constantly bloated, like today, you know, it's in the morning time and I'm like, why am I bloated? I haven't ate anything. I understand if I like drink two beers, I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm eating fries and all that, then I'm like, ugh.
Right.
First thing in the morning, you should look the best.
Right. So I gave the allergy test to my friend's daughter, Raina, and I wanted her to have it because she always like has like some like intestinal problems, stomach mm-hmm. issues, that kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? For a long time, I thought I had outgrown my like milk allergy because I had a milk allergy when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And when I was a baby and a toddler, I would throw up. You know what I mean? And that's not normal for like a lactose thing. So they said, no, you have a milk allergy. So basically it was that I was allergic to the whey, the protein.
The whey, yeah.
You know, and so what that means is like when people come and they say, hey, they're like, it's lactose free. It doesn't matter because the whey is still in
the
milk.
The milk.
Yeah. And so I got her this allergy test. I don't know if she's taken it yet, but.
I need to do it. I really need I because I'm curious about that.
Well, and you never know. Like, I have these, like, allergies. Well, it's funny because our regional always says, you're allergic to everything, you know, food-related. And it's kind of true. I kind of am allergic to a lot of things. But the thing is that, like, things I would have never known had I not taken that test.
Exactly. And things that you're probably comfortable with. Like, I don't drink a lot of milk because I've never been a cereal guy. And I just don't drink stuff with me. You know, I drink coffee, but.
But you put creamer in there.
A tad.
That's
right. If I'm
right.
drinking black, it's a tad. Like, you know those little tiny cups of creamer? I'll do like not even – I'll do less than half of that. Like, it's just enough to get to put some lead in your pencil.
Put some lead. Right. Well, one of the things that I didn't know is that it said that I was allergic to oysters. Well, I've never eaten oysters. I love seafood, but I've never had oysters before. I wouldn't have known that had I not.
Oysters remind me of snot.
That's exactly what it looks like. And that's the reason that I cannot eat oysters. See, I won't try them. So
you've
no.
Never had an oyster?
No anaphylaxis here. No. And I've had like, I love seafood, but.
Me too.
Because it's a texture thing for me.
Yeah.
And my OCD just, and I, with my OCD, I can't do like that bodily snot fluid. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so,
you like seafood?
Love it.
Have you been to Hook and Reel?
No, where's that?
I think they're everywhere. Like, there's probably one down here, but oh my gosh, it's pricey.
Is it?
It's so good, it's so good.
But nothing compares to seafood like on the beach. Like,
oh yeah, that's true.
Like, we used to go to Pismo all the time, and when we were up in Pismo in California, we used to go to Splash Cafe, and we used to get the clam chowder and the bread bowls. And
oh my gosh, whatever happened to bread bowls? I haven't had a bread bowl in forever.
Zupas does bread bowls. You can get any soup in a bread bowl.
Okay, so it sounds like you want Zupas for lunch. You said you're eating today.
I am not eating today, but that sounds very tempting.
It does, and it's not that bad. Well, bread's not good for you, is it? I mean, it's not terrible.
No, and that's my thing, is bread. Like, if I was going to eat anything, it had to be. Like, if they said you have to get rid of gluten, I would have a hard time.
Bread's not that hard for me. Like, obviously, like, burgers and, like, sandwiches are really good. But, like, when it comes down to actually, like, if I'm – and I get in that mode where I'm, like, I'm kicking ass on my diet, right? Then I'll chat – like, when we were doing the ChatGPT stuff and it was, like, do eggs and yogurt for breakfast.
Yeah.
And then do tuna for lunch. And then do chicken and rice.
Yeah.
I'm, like, bump, like, done. I don't even need bread. Like, I get so – after a few days – I get addicted to it where I'm like, if I crush a bag of hot Cheetos, I'm like, damn it. You know, like, I feel guilty for it. And that's what I want to get into.
So what would be your, like, food that you would have a really hard time getting rid of?
Oh, snack. Like, okay. During the week, I'm locked in. I don't really care because I'm like, if I'm going to go to the gym and by the time you get back and shower, you're like, okay, I'm going to, like, scroll for a little bit and then go, like, to bed. But the stuff that I would have a hard time with, there's two. There's, if I'm during the week and I'm like, I have an hour until bed, I want a snack. I'm like, I want a bag of chips. I want like whatever. Or if it's on the weekend, I want to like pop into a brewery and have like a one beer and like potato skins or like like burger or like fries.
So you're into the starchy stuff.
Am I?
Yeah, that's starchy stuff.
I don't even think I know what
starch. So starches are going to be like potatoes and yeah. like, yeah. So you're into the starchy, salty foods.
Yes.
So that's normally what I'm into, but I'm a baker, so I like to bake things, like today.
Yeah.
Like, had I not brought those in here, they would have sat on my, like, counter and not gotten eaten.
See, and I'm so glad you brought them. That's the thing, too. I like starchy things, I guess, and salt, but, like right now, I'm like...
You're craving sugar.
I don't know why.
I was going to say, yesterday was insane.
yesterday I was eating like a hog. Yesterday, I was eating like I just got out of, you know... prison for 10 years, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen gummy worms. Give me these. But yeah, like cheesecake sounded good, and like the cinnamon. Remember the other day we got cinnamon rolls at Wendy's, and I was like, I need a cinnamon roll.
We were talking about the same recipe that I brought today, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to make these. I really want to make them. And so I went to the store, and when I got to the store, I had like 5 different recipes that I wanted to do. So I bought all the ingredients for every single one of these recipes. And then I got home, and I was going to make them, but I couldn't figure out which one to do. And so I was at the point I was like, oh gosh, I don't even know what to do now. I don't know what to make because I bought all of them. I should have went with one purpose in mind, the cinnamon rolls. So anyways, getting back to our story. So I was talking about this recipe, and Jet was like, we were talking about this recipe, and Jet says, I want cinnamon rolls now. We need cinnamon rolls. And so I hadn't made them yet. And so we were like door dashing like cinnamon rolls or looking on who has cinnamon rolls. And we found out that Wendy's has the Cinnabon like pull apart.
Which I'm not going to lie, when I thought of cinnamon rolls coming from Wendy's, I was like, this is going to suck. They were good.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good. I mean, it wasn't the best cinnamon roll I've ever had in my life. But It's like, if you're like desperate for a cinnamon roll, which everyone is most of the time, then that's not a bad, you can go to the drive-thru and just get them.
Yeah, which is pretty cool because they came back and they were really good and they were like bite-sized. So you had, it wasn't like a messy eat. Like,
insane is like the world? Can you imagine talking to someone 500 years ago and they're like, yeah, like we get hungry. We need to hunt and like get our food because like we need to eat, right? And then there's us where we're just like at 4 p.m. We're like, I need a cinnamon roll. It's like we're so addicted to this food, and it's just like this nonsense getting into our body. But we're like, yeah, stuffing cheesecake and cinnamon rolls and gummy worms and hot Cheetos. And we're just like, and if we don't have it, we're cranky.
Yeah.
And then like to the gladiators back in the day, they're like, no, we're eating boar. Like, just to survive.
Or they're like, we got a pigeon today, so this is all we get.
And then can you imagine some idiot back in the day like, does anybody have brown sugar?
It's kind of funny, but we need to like not have a lot more days in the future like yesterday, because yesterday we need to not have as many days like yesterday.
Oh,
where Jet is on a like I need to have snacks all day.
Well, I do really good. You know what? I'm on this. I'm like EOS seemed pretty good. I got a quick workout in yesterday because I'm on a free trial. So that was kind of nice. And then once I lock in, like I do really good. There's when I'm bad, like yesterday, and I'm like I'm in the where, but I know I'm bad. I'm like I don't really care. Like I'm gonna eat the cheesecake. But then when I lock in and I get really disciplined, I do have the ability to discipline myself. And when I'm on that kick, I do it. Now here's the thing: it's like I don't want it to be a kick. I'm ready for it to become a lifestyle change. So. Yeah, I mean, I'll lock in for a few months, kill it, and then I'm like, cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake.
You know? Okay, can I just say something? So we have a coworker that we work with that always says, you got to feed that tapeworm. He jokes about it because this kid is always eating. You are always hungry.
That's why I'm fat.
No, you're not fat, though. I don't know. You keep it in your hollow leg. I don't know, but you are not fat.
No. I used to, when I was younger, 10 years ago, I was skinny as a rail, and I didn't even try to eat health. Like, I was just eating whatever, and I didn't gain. Now I'm at the point now where I'm like, yeah, I may not be fat, but I'm able to gain weight.
Wow.
Metabolism.
metabolism.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Anyway. Well, you have some upcoming plans. Tell us about your upcoming plans.
Yes, I am going to order some cheesecake and some cinnamon roll. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so what's today? Friday? So on Thursday, I go to Portland. So I'm going to go to Portland, and there's going to be a couple shows I'm going to hit. One of which I'm not really too familiar of the band. They sound pretty cool, but they're a band called Typhoon. And they're going to be, where's it going to be? Not Frisco Bay. That's still more, just completely different area. It's at the Bay.
Is it Depot Bay?
No. I think it starts with a C. I'll let you know for sure. Maybe we'll talk about it on my next podcast.
Okay.
But yes, that's going to be up there, Typhoon. And then that's, and then that night, it's going to be in Portland, Ethel Kane. I'm excited for her. And I found out about Ethel Kane a while back. And then
she's pretty dark, for those of you.
She's very dark. I've shed a tear listening to her album.
I have a lot of her music on some of my albums and my stuff and my playlist.
You know when you put your headphones in and you listen to an album, sometimes you're like, yeah, and then the album's over. You're like, damn, that was a good album. When you listen to her album, what is it, American Preacher?
Yeah, that was her first one.
Preacher's Daughter. If you listen to that in its entirety, it's not like, it's like you got through it. You're like, oh my gosh, like I got through the album instead of like, that was a great album. I listened to it. That was great. You're like, it's almost like you're winded and you survived it.
It's dark. Her stuff is dark. So I wouldn't recommend just jumping into Ethel Kane.
But it's beautiful though at the same time.
Yeah.
Some of my poems I write channel some of that.
You're on the dark side though.
The dark side of the moon.
Let me just tell you this. So Jet is amazing when he writes poems. Like he writes poetry, but his poetry is like the equivalent of Ethel Kane. Like you are very dark in your poetry.
You know, I channel Ethel Kane and maybe The Dangerous Summer. There's certain things because I want it to be my own voice, you know, but there are some. Yeah, like all art is pulled from another form of art. No one's really original in that sense, but what makes it original is your voice and how you say certain things. But yeah, it's pulled from some positivity as well, but it's definitely dark.
You know what you should do is you should get a tattoo based on your favorite poem that you've written.
Ooh. That's a genius idea.
Yeah. Raina, are you listening?
Raina.
This kid needs a tattoo of some of his amazing poems.
Yeah, because I have some tattoos of art that I like. And there's one specifically that I want to get down my spine. It's lyrics of my favorite song, I would say, or definitely one of them for sure, if not the favorite song. But it would be kind of cool to incorporate, like, to figure out an image or some sort of tattoo off of one of my poems. That would be cool.
Yeah. And you can pick your favorite one. Like,
you know what would suck? And then I get it and then I write something else like a month later. I'm like, well, no, this one's my favorite. No.
You have way more skin you can fill. So I wouldn't worry too much.
That is actually kind of a cool idea.
Because your poetry, I'm telling you, like, it's not my style of poems. And when I say this, I say this lovingly.
You say it as a compliment, but it's very dark.
It's very dark. But your poems are so good. Like, he wrote a poem where it was talking about this carcass and, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like...
The snake?
I don't remember. Yes. And it's extremely good, but, like, I am very visual. So when he reads this or when I read it, I get the actual visual when he's, like, all metaphorically in space. And and I just can't do that. My brain goes to the visual of what is happening in the poem.
And you said it perfectly because it is a metaphor. Like, some the dark stuff that I write is not actually what I'm really – it's a metaphor for the dark feelings that you have. So if I'm, like – you know, boiling skin or, you know, a bath full of siphoned gas. It's like not real, you know, I'm not really, you know, in that. It's just like a metaphor for like this feeling or this feeling or this feeling. I've had people ask me if I'm okay.
Well, yeah, because
and
a lot.
Me, I am. I actually would label. I would say I'm a very happy person. I'm very hippie and very peace. And it's just, I just have that dark side of that I'm able to channel, but it's not reflecting how I feel in life.
Right. I know, but yeah. I think a lot of people are like me, where they're like, I'm visualizing like what you're putting on paper.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And a lot of people are like you, where they're like, oh my gosh, he's so deep and so, you know, he feels.
But if you're not feeling the way that I'm feeling, it's easy to take my metaphors, because I think I write them in a way where it's like, if you take it for face value, then that's even darker. But if you look at it as a whole, as like what the metaphor is and what the metaphor ties at the end and right. do a bow, it's a feeling that, and then also sometimes, even if the feeling's dark, when I write it, that feeling's gone, because I'm like, oh, it's almost like I've dealt with it. It's almost like like a therapist, where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm able to channel that dark feeling and I create something out of it, then it's boom, I'm able to heal from that.
Right.
But you're right. But if you're not going through that, if you're like just at work or whatever, and you're like having a happy day or whatever, and you read that, you're like, whoa, that's a little insane.
Yeah.
You know.
But I would never say change your poetry, because your poems are so good. Does that make sense? Like, it's not my type, but can I like appreciate and notice that, wow, it's so talented when it comes to poetry? Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. I know you're just saying that. I paid her.
Whatever.
No, sometimes I think about lighting them up, but I also don't want, like, I can maybe talk about certain things that maybe are a little bit lighter, but I don't want to filter my mind or my heart. So whatever, I always want to just be raw and like honest. So even if that comes out with like, oh my gosh, like skin peeling off, and it's like, that's what's going to be.
Yeah. Well, you're good at that. And Ethel Cain is good at putting that to music. And
yes. Oh, that's where that came. Yes. So that's going to, yeah. So I'm excited to see Ethel, and I wonder what that crowd's going to be like. It's always funny to see the different crowds.
Oh yeah.
You know, when I was at the Rolling, like when I'm at bands like the Rolling Stones, or like when I saw Robert Plant, old people. You know, and this is, and then like Typhoon's probably going to be like middle age, you know, like young middle age. Ethel Cain, I'm sure, is going to be young too, but
yeah,
I mean, that's a different crowd. I've never seen a show like Ethel Cain.
Well, I am excited to hear all about your Portland trip and hear about how that goes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited.
What about you? Do you have anything fun?
So I funny thing is I thought about, like, you know, going to California that weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to. Well, I do. Okay, I do want to. And then I asked my friend Danny, and I was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And he's filming some show he's doing. And so he can't go. And we used to have the most fun road trips. Like,
road trips are.
Can I just tell you? Okay, I'm going to toot my own horn for 1 second. But
you're
I'm going to toot my own horn. Okay, I am extremely fun when it comes to road tripping, because I love road trips so much.
Yeah, me too.
So I am kind of the life of the party when it comes to a road trip.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe Danny can go, and then he can't. And like, we used to go to Mexico, and we would go to like, we would drive. I was crazy back then. I would just drive into Mexico. We would just go down to the beach, or we would go just around Tijuana, or we would go farther into Mexico. Like,
what year was this?
This was back, like, I would say early 2000s, yeah. We would just go all the time.
Get to go, just to go around Tijuana, you were probably a little bit safer compared to now.
Oh, I agree. I don't know if I would drive into Mexico as of now. Yeah. I probably would not.
Yeah.
But we used to do stuff like that all the time. We used to go to San Diego. We used to, like, when I lived in Orange County, like, you know, we used to do all this stuff. We were always at the beach, or we would go. I remember he would come out, and I would take him to, like, TV shows. Like, we would go to, like, I took him to Jay Leno a couple times.
And then, in the audience?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
That was fun. And then I would be like, okay, well, let's go to The Price of Right. And, like, we would do, like, game shows. And, like we would do all this fun, exciting stuff. Like, I'm a fun road tripper, but I lived there. So I was like, nope, I'm going to show my friends everything that California has to offer.
That's not like the Chinese theater. What is it? That's like the
Chinese Man Theater. That's like the Hollywood.
Like all the stuff that people go, let's go see the stars. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like, I mean, I'm sure I've done that before.
Yeah, you've done it, and it's great. But it's like,
right.
you know.
So when it comes to road trips, I'm like, okay, what is between here and the destination we're going? Oh my gosh, I told you. So you were going to, where were you going? Idaho.
I was going, yeah, where was I going? Yes, and it was the abandoned, it was, I forget what it was.
Bannock Ghost Town.
Bannock Ghost, and it was awesome.
And I told him, hey, you got to go see this ghost town in Bannock, Montana. Or was it in Montana or Idaho?
Oh no, I was coming back. Oh yeah, I was coming back from Montana. That's when I saw Robert Plant. And then we, on the way back, we stopped there. And there was crocodiles.
I don't remember the crocodiles,
maybe
but
Bannock, but I was like, they have crocodiles in Idaho? I swear they did. It was like
they probably do.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I was like, oh my gosh, you have to stop at this like ghost town. It's so cool. And you can like walk through it and they've got all the buildings open.
It was so cool.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
And you can like go in the schoolhouse and they've got like the desks and the writing on
I have a picture with, I'm sitting at one of the desks. I'm like, how old is this?
Yeah, super cool. And they've got the church and the barbershop and the bar. And they've got, like, the original stuff in there. It's really cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, and I like, that's what I like about road trips, too, is I like taking my time. I like getting up early and going, because if I want to stop at an antique shop or a Bannett, like, something like that, it's cool to, like, you're like, oh, my gosh, we have to get, you know, I hate being on a schedule. I want to take my time.
Yeah, and even if you're, like, it's a road trip and you're flying, I guess it's not really a road trip, but like still, it could still be considered a road trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're flying. I'm still a bunch of fun because I'm like, okay, so we have these things that are nature related. We have these things that are going to be like water
museums
related.
Like,
we have museums related. Yeah. Like I always have like the schedule and I'm like, what do you want to do? And I want everybody to have fun. So I'm like, what appeals to you?
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, you're not laughing that much. Come on. What do we need to do?
Yeah. So
that's what we're supposed to do. I think that's what I want to do. At least that's, we got to work hard and do good and, you know, have routine and then like, and then do something fun. And then like, and then you get back and you get back to the grind, eat good routine. Like I think we're supposed to explore.
So I haven't really decided what I'm going to do yet. I could go home.
You could do something.
My nephew and niece are in, Northern Idaho, which is going to be up by, like, they're pretty close to the border of Canada.
Oh,
but
so
they live,
time.
Yeah, it's pretty far, but it's pretty close to my mom also. So, like, I was like, oh, well, I could go see my mom for a couple hours and then go see them for a little bit. But that's cool because they live on this, like, huge amount of land that has, like, they have pigs and they have, like,
fetuses.
They have all kinds of, like, animals. And I think that that would be really cool. And then my other nephew moved in with them. So he lives up there. I haven't seen him in years. Like, I think that that would be a fun road trip, too.
That would be fun, too. So you're going to do something. You haven't decided, but you've decided that you're going to do something.
I'm doing something. I just wish I wasn't going by myself. Like, I wish somebody was going with me. But as of right now,
little fetus.
I know, I could bring your dog. But as of right now, I'm just traveling by myself.
You know, I've done that too, and there's an appeal to that, and a beauty to that too. It's I don't know, but I get it. It's obviously much more fun to have a road trip with someone. Listen to, I like to create playlists too.
Yeah,
so like California playlist, Montana playlist, and it's just like, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So
well, this was fun.
This was fun. I feel like this was a lighter one because I know last week was
a heavy.
It was Ethel Payne. And now this is, what's a happy band? Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know. That's an old one, huh?
Wow. Okay. Well, here's to the cinnamon roll. You're going to go.
Oh, I'm going to go eat one literally right now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, until next time, I'll let you say it.
Okay. Bye.
No. Bye.
Bye.